Well, I think there are a number of specific areas where the treaty improves things, particularly in the area of democracy, in that the European Parliament has a greater say in how EU laws are made. National parliaments, like the Slovenian Parliament or the Irish Parliament, will have a greater oversight over EU laws. But I think more generally, and what I think is the reason why Irish people will be voting yes if we're successful, I think Irish people understand that these are difficult economic times. There's a global recession, and the best partnership that our country has ever had has been with the European Union. I mean, in difficult times, people need to look to their strengths, and the same goes for countries. We need to look to our strengths as a country. And people in Ireland recognise that one of our greatest strengths is our membership of the European Union. So for us, we see ratifying Lisbon as the first step on the road to economic recovery.
What about the fear that areas like school, social system, healthcare will be put on the market, that will be neoliberalized, that won't be, in social hands anymore?
Well, this again is another lie that the no side use, and it's complete nonsense. There is absolutely no mention in the treaty anywhere of any change to or privatization of healthcare or education, because the EU has no authority in those areas. It's entirely up to the member states how to regulate their health and education systems. So again, I mean, these are lies that we have to deal with, and it's understandable that people, if they hear these kind of threats, would become anxious and worried. So it's our job in the Yes campaign to put the truth out there and to fight these lies and to reassure people that they have no basis in truth.